generally, when you want to make change, it hurts because you have to move from where you were comfortable.
For 5744 More Abundance Part 1.
Welcome to Brothers of the Word, because a brother, you need the Word. It's a great day today. I have been in the midst of a series called The 12 Questions Most Asked of Christians, but today God having me take a break, and I do understand because that's been a difficult series. It has a lot of theologically twisty questions in it. That's why they are the 12 most asked questions of Christians. And last week, as I was sitting in the congregation, God just breathed a verse into my spirit. And that verse was Matthew 13:12, which reads, "Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." This is a verse that we've heard multiple times, but there are hardly any sermons on this verse. And when you do research trying to find background and stuff, no one preaches about it. It's almost a void dealing with this verse. Everybody's heard it, but nobody preaches about it because it has a certain element of uneasiness within it. And yet this is going to be a three-part series just dealing with this. And I was going to call this the magnet principle, because you have a tendency to draw more to you when you're in line. But God says, no, that's not what I want you to call. He said, look at the scripture. And when I looked at the whole thing, Matthew chapter 13, verses 9 through 13, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand." And you ask the question, how can you see but not see? How can you hear but not hear? And I want to just ask you the question, what do I have on my left hand? Do I have a ring? I have two rings. And you said, "Pastor, what you doing with two rings on your wedding ring?" Well, I have a bunch of wedding rings, all to the same woman, but I got several of them. But I put two on today just to illustrate a principle. And I made sure that I held my hands up as I talked today. Everybody saw the rings, but nobody noticed them. Sometimes you can see, but you don't see. Sometimes you can hear, but you don't hear. And oftentimes there are things of deeper spiritual meaning. It's like what God spoke to me this morning about, it's a great day and I'm expecting something different. And God is trying to tell me the things I give you every day are great and awesome. Sometimes you can hear it, but you don't understand it. You hear, but you don't hear. You're expecting something different. So Jesus said, "I speak to them in parables. But to you I give the keys and the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to them I speak in parables, because they see but they don't see. They hear but they don't hear. And I've got to cloak it so only those who have a deeper understanding will be able to understand it." And what Jesus was really talking about in these verses, he was talking about spiritual things, but the principles apply to everything. And in that verse, when God says, don't entitle this the magnet principle, this is what basically I'm going to entitle this. And it comes from verse number 12. "And he shall have more abundance." I want to just entitle these three sermons that will deal with this principle, just more abundance. More abundance. The word abundance means an extremely plentiful or over-sufficient quantity or supply. overflowing fullness, affluence, wealth. And of the three states, not enough, just enough, and more than enough, I want to move us to abundance. And Jesus said, he that hath will have more abundance. And the three parts are basically going to be this. Number one, the principle. That's what we'll be dealing with today, just the principle. Part two, the place. Where are you in the areas of basically the haves or the have-nots? And number three, the plan. How do you move from the have-nots to the haves? So first we deal with, for a few minutes today, the principle. To him who hath, it shall be added unto, and he shall have more abundance. But to him who hath not, even that he has shall be taken away from him. Now, I preached on this years ago. It was so long ago, I was co-pastor at the time, and I was preaching on Friday night. So it's been at least 15 years ago. But the principle has not changed. It's still the same. I didn't like the principle then, and I don't like it now. Because the modern corollary of this principle of to him who hath it shall be added unto, to him who hath not, even that which they hath shall be taken away. The modern principle in street language is the rich get what? And the poor get what? That's the same thing, just restated differently. To him who hath it shall be added unto. I don't like that principle. I just don't think it's fair. I really don't. Why in the world should a person who's got a lot be given more? And why a person who's struggling, who doesn't have anything, why is it that you just take even the little bit that they have? What kind of moral sense does that make? But I am not God. I am not Jesus. I did not ordain and structure the rules of spirit and nature, just as I did not structure the rules of gravity. But the principle is important for us to understand, because if we are in this earth, the principle applies. And you need to understand the principle, just like with gravity. See, gravity acts on you whether you understand it or not. Now, many of you may not have taken physics, and many of you may not know the difference between centrifugal and centripetal force. You may not understand that. You may not know that gravity is a rate of acceleration of 32 feet per second per second. You may not understand that. But you do know, if you drop something heavy on your toe, it's going to fall and hurt your toe. You do know that. And as long as you are on this earth, you cannot escape the principle of gravity. Now, you can negate it for a minute. You say, well, Pastor, how in the world? They have planes that actually go up. And by going in a certain parabolic arc, they can climb to a certain height. And if they come down at a deceleration angle of 32 feet per second per second, you can simulate a state of weightlessness, and you can, from a practical effect, negate gravity. It's the way that astronauts train. So they'll go up in this plane, come down in the arc, and they're weightless. They have now defied the law of gravity. So it can be done. And I looked it up. I said, how long can you maintain a state of weightlessness in a plane? I looked it up. They actually have a commercial service where regular citizens can go up and have that experience. And it's called GoZeroGravity.com. But the thing about it, the cost of it is kind of high. It's $5,000 for 20 to 30 seconds of weightlessness. And you do the loop 15 times, but it's going to cost you $5,000 to be weightless for about 7 minutes. You can defy the law of gravity. But to defy the law of gravity, you got to be on the end of the have-nots. Because before you can pay $5,000 for 7 minutes, you got to have some money. So even that law, to even defy it for 7 minutes, you've got to be in the camp of the haves. And in these words that Jesus spoke, it's stated five times in the Bible. The first one that I read in Matthew 13:12, then Matthew 25:29. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Mark 4:25, for he that hath to him shall be given, and he that hath not from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Luke 18, take heed therefore how ye hear, for whatsoever you hath to him shall be given, and whatsoever hath not from him shall be taken even that he seemeth to have. Now the deep part about this in Luke, he said not only are they going to take what you got, it's going to take what you even seem to have. I said, Lord, this is rough. Now, this is Jesus speaking. This is not Paul. This is Jesus who is saying this, Son of God. He knows the principles that his Father put forth in his earth. He said, not only will they take from you what you have, but even that which you seemeth, or other translations, see, even that which you think you have. So I said, my goodness, the man doesn't even have it. He just thinks he's got it. And it's going to be taken from. So it's a serious principle, but it's kind of disquieting. It's kind of unsettling. That's why nobody preaches on it. But if you don't deal with truth, we never change some situations. Take away even that he thinks he has. Luke 19:24. And this is the one where Jesus gave one illustration of the principle. In Luke 19:24, and he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you that every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. This was the case of where the master had 3 servants, and he gave one, he gave one 2, and he gave the other 5. And they went, and one who had 1 dug a hole, put it in the ground, didn't do anything with it, and gave the master back the 1. The one who had the 2 went and multiplied it and gave the master 4. The one who had the 5 doubled it and gave the master 10. And when the master got back, he said, the one who had 1 who did nothing with the gift that I gave him, take it from him and give it to the one who hath 10. And the disciples said, hold up, Jesus, hold up. This man got 10. Why would you take it from the one? Now, the pound in your King James Version, it's in different words and different versions. Some will use talents, some use minors. Bottom line is what that was money. The King James Version was translated in England. The equivalent unit of money in England is the British pound. So when he says pound, he's not talking about weight. He's talking about a dollar bill. So he said this man had $1. Take it from the one who has 1 and give it to the one who has $10. And the disciples said, wait a minute, look, that's not right. Why would you take the little bit that this man has who only has 1 and give it to the man who has 10? Because it's the principle. It's the law. And if you don't understand the law, you are subject to the law, but you will not overcome it and you will not profit from it because you don't understand how it works. Jesus said, take it from the one with 1. Take it from the one who got so little he needed. Do you not think the one who had the 1 needed his more than the one who had 10? And that's why I said, I don't like it, but I didn't write it. So we've got to understand first, clearly, the principle. Of to them who hath it shall be added unto, and he shall have more abundance. And to him who hath not, it shall be taken away even that which he thinks he has. And it is interesting that the only example Jesus used was money. Now, I don't believe he focused on money, but Jesus knew this. Folk understand money. You deal with all the deep spiritual stuff, they just hold on. They understood that pound. They understand that dollar. They understand money. My daddy always, he said, the nerve that runs through the pocketbook is very sensitive. And sometimes you can't get any kind of stuff in their head. You fool with their money. They understand money. So I believe Jesus used money simply because he was using parables and he had to use stuff the people related to. And just as now, then people related best to money. They understood money. Take it from the man. And the principle really wasn't that the man had little money. The principle was the man did not utilize the gift God had given him. Take it from the man who has done nothing or very little with it. Now see, the man did not squander the gift. He brought back exactly what was given. They gave him 1. He brought back 1. And you could say, well, at least he didn't go and blow it. He didn't go to the bar and just spend up the dollar. He brought the same dollar back. At least he didn't blow it. That's what you said, but that's not what God said. If I give you a gift, I don't mean for you to go hide it and just bring me back exactly what I gave. Multiply, produce some fruit, do something with what I gave you. Don't just come back and hand me the same thing I gave you. If I put the Son and the love of Jesus in you, don't just keep that for you. Bring me back somebody converted. Go out and disciple somebody. Don't just come up there, Lord, I'm saved, I brought me. No, no, no. You need to bring some fruit. If I put the love of my son in you, go out and say, look, Lord, I'm coming back with three more. So this was the principle. That's why it's important to understand the principle. He said, take it from the man who has done nothing but hide and keep and bringing me back exactly what I gave him. Give it to the man who has done the most. Give it to the rich man and take it from the poor. It's a principle that just irks me sometimes because it looks like it's not right, but it's true. And it is operated all through time. And you've got to move from the position of fussing about the law because you can't change gravity. Don't fuss about the law. Switch sides. And then you can go back and help and train and teach the man who's got one and say, look, this is what you need to do. And when you find 10 people who only have one, who have not used the gifts that God has given them, and you go back and you can train them, you can then convert 4 of them. You're not going to get all of them. I don't care how much you preach, teach, poem, try to pull for. You're not going to get all of them. God couldn't do it. You can't do it. But if you go back and you work on 10, 4 of them will listen to you. And then when you go to stand before God, what did you do with the gifts I've given you? Lord, I brought these 4 with me. And I have taken the gift and the light that you placed in me, shined it on them and converted them and brought them over to your son. So it's me and 4 more. You've got to understand the principle. And when we understand the principle, we'll be able to utilize and change lives. I don't think it's fair. Nature itself is that way. You find in the animal kingdom, the big, strong animal gets all the females. That ain't fair. Like the little weak animal ought to have some of the women. That ain't fair. It just ain't fair. You go to any group of big animals, it is always the alpha male. The King Kong, who got all of the females. And the other little fella sitting over there can't report. You understand what I mean? That's not fair. And look like King Kong ought to say, well, look, baby, I'm going to give you 1 or 2. No, 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 that's not the way it works. Even God set this thing up in nature itself to where them who hath it shall be added unto. And to them who have not, even that they think they have will be taken. See, there's no need of you fussing right now about the government. And right now, the government, some of the people say, well, they just out for the rich folk. It's always been that way. Don't fool yourself that it hadn't been. That's an illusion. It's always been that way. See, the tax code is the one thing that it looks like it's set up right. Whereas the more you earn, the higher percentage of your income you pay in taxes. But it just doesn't work that way. The billionaires are like not paying hardly any taxes at all. The folk down in the middle and at the bottom paying all these taxes. It's just like if you want to go buy something, if you go in the poor neighborhood, the stuff costs twice as much. You go out in the rich neighborhood where the people can afford the stuff is cheaper. So you say, wait a minute, why is it that the folk who don't have the money got to pay more for the stuff? And you go out in the rich neighborhood, the folk who got plenty of money get it cheaper. Because it's the law. That's why. You don't like it, I don't like it. But it's the law. So if you don't understand the principle, you will end up on this side with the have-nots and your stuff taken away from you because you don't understand, because your eyes don't see the truth of what's on the finger and you don't perceive reality and you don't perceive the law that God has placed in his kingdom. To them who hath, it shall be added unto. And that's why I want to go through these 3 things. First, the principle. Second, the place. Where are you? And then third, the plan. How do you shift? And everything in life is based on this principle. Good or bad? Do you know if you're depressed, you get more depressed? To them who hath. Because Jesus didn't say what it was. To them who hath, it shall be added unto. So if you're depressed, like everything you see is just more depressing. If you're sick, do you know if you have one sickness, it just causes all kind of other stuff? If one organ of your body go wrong, it just affect everything else, just mess up everything else. To him who hath, they get more of what they got. So knowledge is the same way. For those who are getting knowledge, for those who are going to school and are constantly studying, they're the people getting more knowledge. The principle applies in every single area of your life. To them who hath, it shall be added unto. So I want to open us up to the other level. And God says for this year, another level. And I want us to move from the have-nots to the have. So the next message is just going to be a self-examination. And I'll give you some keys of how to examine some stuff. Where am I in terms of the haves or the have-nots? And some of the stuff will surprise you. But that's why you got to look at some truth. And sometimes you got to be able to look dead in the mirror at some honest stuff. And I try to be as honest as I can, even when it hurts. And generally, when you want to make change, it hurts. Because you have to move from where you were comfortable. And I want to take us, people. I believe God, when he says another level, and I believe it's another level up, not down. But we got to move to the side of the haves. Because Jesus said it. And I believe it. To them who hath, it shall be added unto. See, the more joy you have, the more joy you get. The more health you have, the more health you get. If you got money, you can borrow money easy at a low interest rate. Do you know that the folk who don't have any money, the credit all jacked up? You all know what I'm talking about. Credit all jacked up. You go to buy a car, they charge you 26% interest on the car. Man got good credit, first 2 years, no interest. So you said, look like if anybody needs to know interest on the car, it's the man with the jacked up credit. No, jacked up credit, 26%. Excellent credit, no interest for the first 2 years. To them who hath, it shall be added unto. To them who have not, even that which they think they have shall be taken away from. So these are the principles. Number one, the principle. Number two, the place. Number three, the plan. For those of you who want to move to that next level, you need to be here for all three of those messages. The principle, the place, the plan. God has a plan for you. And his plan is to prosper you. We thank you for joining us today at Brothers of the Word. We're getting ready to go to another level. Come and join us. Thank you for joining us at Brothers of the Word because, brother, you need the word.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was part one of the series titled, More Abundance, by Nathaniel Bronner. This message is number 5744. That's 5744. To listen to over 1,000 free messages, or to send this message number 5744 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you, and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because, brother, you need the word.
From Brothers of the Word.